National's Simon Bridges says the Green Party is losing out being a coalition partner in the government. The Green Party leadership was at its weekend AGM and dug in its heels, saying they won't be reversing any of the decisions they've made in government. Party stalwarts Jeanette Fitzsimons and Sue Bradford had hoped the caucus might be persuaded this weekend to pull its support from the Whacker jumping bill. I spoke to the National Party leader Simon Bridges a little earlier on today.
If you're looking from outside, has struggled with being in government, has divisions there between those who are more realistic about being in government and those who are more fundamentalist about their principles. And I think, you know, if there are problems with the Labor Party, there'd certainly be problems for a national government as well.
Are there really two different factions or three different factions in the Green Party any more than there are in any other parties where there are certain people who emphasise different things over another?
Oh, I think you're absolutely. I think it's the experience you've seen around the world where when Green parties get into government, they more often than not actually do get into splinter groups, and you do have issues with all of that. I think what you've
they've
also
had some
got
good, they've had some significant wins, though.
Name
things
them.
Like the banning single-use plastic bags. They've got the zero carbon
bill. No,
that
was a Labor Party. It was a Labor Party achievement.
How is it a Labor Party achievement when there was a Green Minister there?
Well, the Prime Minister announced both the plastic bags ban and, look, I think probably anything else that you could have mentioned.
So the Green Party had nothing to do with it?
I'm saying to you, actually, if you look at who was there, it was an announcement for the Prime Minister. It was a Labor Party achievement.
In terms of where to from here, you seem quite keen on criticising the Greens, but at the same time you're trying to obviously keep them in play.
I don't think I'm criticising them. I'm simply stating what I think pretty factual positions, which
You criticise them in your press release.
Well, I haven't put out a press release on the Green Party.
Well, there was a press release put out saying it was criticising the waste levy and the landfill expansion, or the waste levy on the landfills that the Green Party announced yesterday. That's been put out by National today.
I think the point of that press release is actually, and by the way, I'm still clear, I didn't put that press release out. But
yeah, but it's a National Party press release, isn't it?
The point about that press release is pretty simple, actually. You've got here some vague words about what they may or may not do. Working groups to work up what may happen. Let's see what the detail is, and we'll go from there.
Did you not know about this press release?
No, yeah, I absolutely knew about it, but the way I heard what you said, look, let's not get into the semantics of it. You were saying that I had my point about both those issues, the water and also
you are the leader of the National Party. I would expect you would know about this kind of thing.
Yeah, I do, but let's just deal with the substance of it. You've got on water and you've got on the issue of product stewardship, pretty vague commitments, working groups happening. Let's see where they get to.
But you're critical of the waste levies that the Green Party's proposing, while at the same time saying they're quite similar to your own policy. So you can't really have it both ways, can you?
Well, both things are true, actually. Look, we're not against product stewardship. But the reality is here, you've got a government that said it wouldn't impose any more taxes. At the moment, we've got $2.2 billion more. If they get their priorities right, with the billions of dollars in taxes that they are levying currently, I don't see a need for them to have a tyre tax or do a bunch of other things.
Let's also talk about this expenses leak from last week and the inquiry. Is that a good use of taxpayer money?
I think I've been working very hard all around New Zealand. You ask, is it a good use of taxpayers' money? Well, people can make their judgments about that. But
no,
here's
I mean,
a couple of things.
The inquiry. Is the inquiry a good use of taxpayer money?
Look, we don't know actually ultimately what the sort of costs involved are. This is now in the hands of the Speaker. I think ultimately New Zealanders will appreciate that it is important for members of Parliament and therefore ultimately for them that we have faith in the system. I'm not going to be particularly involved in it. It's now for the Speaker on my side, Gerry Brownlee, will be working through the details of what it may or may not mean.
You say, you know, you don't know how much it's going to cost, and indeed that is the case, but nonetheless, a QC is being hired, there's an employment lawyer, I think, as well, also someone with forensic IT skills. That's the kind of the minimum. There'll be other costs on top of that. So do you think it was the right decision to demand an inquiry that then is going to be paid for out of the taxpayer purse?
Yes, and look, it pales in comparison to probably the $250 million in consultants and lawyers and so on, doing working groups, inquiries and other such things for the government at the moment, because they didn't do the work in opposition actually that I'm doing.
Thing is, though, we've just heard you talking about the Greens and saying that they are, you know, wasting money and wasting time on these various reviews and working groups that they're putting in. But yet you're saying that this is a good use of taxpayer money. It sounds a bit hypocritical, doesn't it?
I think a small number of thousands of dollars on an investigation versus a tax nationwide at, I'm sure, many millions of dollars are very different things.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the principle of it, though. You're saying they're wasting time and money on doing these investigations. You're also going to be spending money, essentially, from having asked for this inquiry. You've got it. But yet you're saying that seems to be a good thing.
Well, I'm saying to you very clearly, the sums involved will be so markedly different. I'm not actually sure what your point is.
That's the National Party leader, Simon Bridges, speaking to me a little bit earlier on this morning.